Board of Works for February 26th, need approval of minutes for February 12th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Parks Department, we had our Valentine's dance last weekend, it was a success, we had a couple hundred, not our normal crowd, but I think it could be after Valentine's Day, but it was still a nice event. The Easter egg hunt with Kiwanis will be March 31st on Saturday, at Great Park, signups start at 10, the Easter egg hunt will be at 11. Four Lakes, we'll be working on that extensively as we get into the spring weather with Spray Park and the pickleball courts. And then hopefully we will hear something in the next 2 months about the DNR grant that we applied through SIDC for the fixing of Great Park Shelter House. We've heard some preliminary reports that things are good, but of course we have to go through the process. So, and then, just wanted to say with what the mayor has accomplished and the council with the $5.5 million grant that'll expand Washington Avenue. That'll be a very important project for Great Park, putting sidewalks and especially fixing the rainwater that comes down from the heights. So we look forward to that in the next 2 or 3 years. Sorry.
Thanks. Please, Department.
Apologize for being in street clothes. I'm in the middle of a medical week.
Looks like a normal person.
Yep. Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. I wanted to report, we had a good drive so far for our application process, and we made some efforts this time that we hadn't done in the past to get our word out, and we did receive about 50 applications. We had testing on Saturday, the 24th. We had about 30 people show up for the agility testing, and we lost about 9 in the agility testing. And then we did conduct not only the merit board interviews, but the police selective interviews, for which all of those individuals passed, and they made it onto the Sunday for the written test. We've sent that off, it's scored out of area, and they'll return those scores to us. So at this point, we still have approximately 21 applicants in the pool, and we'll see how they turned out on the written testing, and they at that point would change to candidates where we will complete background investigations, polygraph examinations, and eventually to the point where we would be able to give them a conditional offer of employment, and they would go up for perf testing, medical and psychological. So
how many spots do you have?
Long process. We definitely will have 3, likely 4, and a mention of maybe another retirement that could be 5. So most of these are due to retirements. But at any rate, we've addressed it, and I think we've got a good pool of applicants. There are still some applicants that they didn't come to the testing on Saturday, so they didn't fail. They just didn't put in either in time or didn't get in for the first testing. If we made it through the applicants that we have right now, we can have another agility and testing session to add people to that list. So we're in good shape. Next, I'd mention that we had officers that participated in the Special Olympics Polar Bear Plunge over the weekend. They raised a few $1,000 for that. It was a little colder this year than it was last year, so I applaud them for doing that. And again, our community outreach is really important to us right now. We want to continue to do those things. So we also had some joint training that we had over at Vincent's University involving the simulator that they have for firearms. So we appreciate them allowing us to come over and the Vincent's University's program allowing us to use some of their equipment over there. That's all I have.
Thanks. Street sanitation.
Ross, Anderson Street Park. End of the winter with no snow enabled us to do a lot of in-house maintenance on trucks. That's been good. Warm weather also enables us to run the street sweeper, which we've done today. Drier weather helps us to fill potholes. We have to fill them in the water too, but they don't last long. But so we're after them again with the once it's dry. Dry heat. That helps.
City engineer.
Springs bringing
bonds and getting some work, early work started on our contracts. I had the pre-construction meeting for the 2017 CCMG project with EMB paving. And they've actually gotten started with the tree removal on Shelby Street. So their subcontractor got started today, and we'll be going for the next couple of weeks. And I'm in the process of getting a tree removal quote together for Main Street Phase 1. We're up against the bat deadline for April 1st, so we've got about 4 weeks left before we have to have all those trees down. So that's going on right now.
Move on to old business. We have curb cut at 1306 Old Orchard Drive.
So Corey, why don't you bring us up to date on where you are on this?
My husband had to upgrade in trucks, so his truck is a little bit bigger. It's very difficult to get in and out of the driveway. It took him almost 5 minutes to get in and out this morning. So we were really hoping to get the curb cut so we can, it would be much easier for him to get in and out. As far as placement, it would be about 15 foot away from the property line from the neighbors. There's already some sort of I don't know if there were bushes there at one point in time, but it looks like there's kind of a little gully hole there. That would be basically where we would try to put it.
Would there be some way we could hear what she's saying?
We'll just have to this microphone. I think it's going to go to these ladies. I mean, she's speaking in the mic.
Just let's try that.
If she just holds it. She just holds the mic. Okay. Thanks. Would you mind repeating what you said on that?
My husband's got a new truck, and it is a little bit bigger than what he had. It was just time for him to get a new truck. It was very difficult for him to get in and out of the driveway this morning. Today was the first day that he got it. He just got it on Saturday. It took him about 5 minutes to maneuver it out. I actually had to go help him to make sure we didn't take out our fence, the neighbor's fence, and so then getting it back in was a little bit difficult too. We were hoping for the curb cut to prevent any damage to our fence, the neighbor's fence, his truck.
So you had sent the board several drawings and also several pictures of potential material that you guys would consider using for the fence. Is that something the neighbors have seen?
No, I just was aware that we were just going to bring it to you guys first and then.
Right. Okay. I just want to know where you were with that process. So following the last meeting, Mr. Blinn and I came out, you know, to your property and we kind of looked over the situation and had some discussion with you about what has transpired before and kind of where we were last night or that night. And then you subsequently had some conversations with property owners since that time?
No.
You've not.
She did not.
Well, I'm asking her if she's had some conversations with.
We originally were not going to go through with the curb cut because we didn't want to upset anyone, any neighbors. After reconsidering it, talking amongst ourselves, knowing the truck wasn't going to fit, we feel like it's not out of the question to have this. It will look very nice whenever it is finished. Driving around the neighborhood, seeing other things that people have done, is not something out of the ordinary for us to ask for.
So originally, I mean, I guess shortly after our meeting last time, you'd had some conversations with some people in the neighborhood, and at that time, it looked like maybe you wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
But then since then, your husband's acquired this bigger truck, and now it's made it more difficult.
Right.
Okay.
Do you know what the dimensions of the fence are and that? Because on any of the drawings, I don't see any of that.
From the street to our yard, there's a little bit of an elevation, so we were hoping to kind of cut.
The fence would be about 8 to 9 foot, roughly.
Tall.
Yeah, the standard fence, privacy fence is about 8 foot.
And we may not even need to go that tall if we go down into the ground. We were going to build, do some retaining walls. I know Phil Corona lives in our neighborhood. He put up a very nice basketball goal and kind of carved out in his yard and we used some nice blocks. We were hoping for something like that.
We don't have a picture of an entrance to that street building.
There's, in one of the pictures, there's kind of two bushes. It would be in the area of the two bush.
John, is there anything you have anything to have to comment about location of where the curb cut would be or how that would, you know, affect the street or?
My requirements would that be?
Well, why don't you come up? You weren't here at the last meeting.
No.
We had considerable questions and discussion from the neighbors, many of whom are here, so.
Have you seen the pictures?
No, I haven't seen any of the updates. They have been 3-4 weeks ago, and I just laid forth the same requirements I think for most of my curb cuts, and that they make it about class 1 or class 3 drive specifications, which takes care of ADA accessibility. There aren't sidewalks out here, so that doesn't apply so much, but we make sure we have 1.5 inch lift to maintain proper drainage across the front of the drive. Those are my two main things, and then it goes to you guys for other considerations that you take into account. So,
okay.
My office, that's what I asked for.
Okay.
So none of your neighbors have seen what you proposed there?
No, that's
yeah,
probably
no, you did what we asked you to
okay,
do.
Okay, that's what right, I thought right, I was supposed to
right,
do.
Right.
Would you mind showing your neighbors
sure.
What the plans
are? The plans
you guys want to come up?
Are they to scale?
I didn't hear what you said, Mark.
Are the plans to scale? Because if they're not, there's really no reason to look at them because you don't know how wide it really is.
My concern is if the plans are to scale or not. Because my drawing is not going to be the same as somebody's drawing that shows what the scale is, shows what the change in elevation will be, not that it goes up a hill, but it does go up a hill. I don't know how large that change was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the drawings themselves, I mean, they are a reasonably, you know, accurate depiction of what this might look like. And then they've also sent some other, well, they've sent some actual pictures of the location on their property. Plus, they sent us some pictures of some similar fence-like structures and retaining wall that this might look like. That's kind of what we have.
Might look like.
Yeah, right. But I mean, you guys are welcome to come up and look at any of these things that you might like to see. If you want to come up and look at the pictures.
I think we have
copies. Oh, you have copies over there?
Yeah.
Have. Okay. I mean, we can bring them. And if you have, I have to look at that, if you have other questions, now would be a good time to ask that. Yeah, right. Well, we could hand them the mic. Maybe easier for us to add a mic to them than the...
Will it be paved?
Yes.
With what?
Asphalt.
Asphalt.
Our driveway is asphalt.
And if we stand on our front porch, how are you going to hide that? What are we going to look down on?
Bushes, privacy fence.
The top of the truck?
Well, we're not putting an overhang over the truck. It's just going to be like you would look down on any other vehicle that's in the neighborhood.
But we're going to be looking down on a big Snap-on truck from the front of our house.
The only thing you can see is white. I mean, you just maybe see a white top.
Yeah, it's going to be 99% as hit as we can get it.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
That's a historical neighborhood. The house that they're living in, I think, is their first house built there. And if you start putting things like in those people's front yards, it's quite a distraction to the neighborhood. They have a full lot back behind us. All they have to do is drive in and build something on that lot. They have another location instead of using their front yard, and the whole neighborhood could have it to look at. I really object what they're doing to the neighborhood.
As far as the side yard, we have plans. We would like to put a pool in. We have no backyard. We have very little front yard. So the side yard is kind of our family area.
But they have a full lot back behind us. Just drive in and drive into that full lot. Nothing on it. No building on it.
Where are you proposing a pool? To the right of the house when you're facing?
Yes.
Oh,
that one. We don't have a back door to our home. We have a side door. So we kind of say that's our backyard. It's just...
How close is it going to be to our line?
15.
About 15 foot.
It'll take up the whole front yard. It's not very big yard.
No, it won't take up the whole front yard.
I mean,
how wide is the truck, or how wide in feet will be the cut?
Right.
Anywhere between 12 foot to 14 foot.
So is it 12 or 14?
And then a big front
14 foot.
Or, fence around it, is that wide?
Right. Have you seen the drawing?
The lot is 90 foot deep.
From property
line to Grandview Drive.
Is it already staked? Is that what all the stakes are in the yard, the flags?
Those are tech container flags.
Well, that's not a fence. What that's going to do. Yeah, and then this would be the fence that I'm trying to get out.
And then you don't know how deep that this goes.
I'm going to guess it's probably 3 foot from the street line to where the wrought iron fence is right now.
And then is there an entry
going
into that?
Yes.
And so what are you talking about? Back from the road?
Maybe 30.
Right.
30 to 34 foot without actually getting out there standing.
It's just a mess. It's an insult for me.
It's in the corner.
That's one.
They're the one, you know, they're the.
Right, no, I know that. I.
It's an install.
Not the middle of that lot.
It's an install.
But it's still 15 feet from the property.
Why?
You know, down there, it won't be 14 feet then.
Why is it down here?
And then this will be in the front yard too.
Well, that's here, all two, they were talking about.
Yes.
Yes, if you look at the backside.
That's why we'll save them on the front.
And that's the picture.
If the tractor.
Very much.
How far, they're going to cut the yard, right?
Level to the road.
Level to the road.
It's already.
Oh, I see what you're saying, it slopes down.
It won't be exactly level if you put a level on there, it's going to have grade for water drainage and everything like that. Well, when they have a lot, a complete lot back there, they can use this as an install.
Problem that they're having currently, they need to access down that street. The street is. Street's not very wide. You can't get two cars down.
We use it all the time.
Driving.
No, they're side.
I'm talking about the lot itself. You know, what you're saying.
You know there's space.
Yep, big lot.
This is their house, so they're on two sides.
Right.
Why not a wider curb cut there? And so you can make the turn.
You can come out.
I ran there.
A wider.
Yes, make a wider turn. But I don't think they can get their driveway. You can't get in the driveway. That's what I'm like, the drive.
That would be the less invasive way to do it, which is what case law requires, by the way. John, is that a?
And when people speak, I think we need to have everybody come up here and speak.
That way we know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to get, make sure they had an understanding of it. So, what about that question? They were asking me, can you make a wider cut? And whose property is that, since it's right? Who are your neighbors right across the corner?
The Allens.
The Allens.
What are you talking about, on the corner of?
That's your property?
Across from Grandview. Like, the front of their house is the side of, faces the side of Nine House.
And you're on.
I'm on the corner of Grandview.
You're on the large, right, you're on the large, that's your house.
Mark the white one.
Yes, please. So, okay, so anybody who'd like to speak or ask a question now needs to come up to the podium so we can. So the question that was raised when I was talking to this group of neighbors was, would it be less invasive? Maybe your husband needs to come up here so we can talk to him. And John, I guess I'm asking you this question. So the question they were raising is, would it be less of an invasive thing in the neighborhood if it were possible to widen the entrance to Grandview?
Well, it's not the entrance to Grandview that's the problem. It's getting.
Their driveway that they have now.
To get out.
So you go up Grandview.
Widening the driveway that they have off of Grandview.
Off Grandview, so they can make the turn.
But you go up Grandview and then you have to turn into our driveway. And it is really tight there.
That's what you're saying.
That would widen, would that be?
Widen that drive.
Easier to get in and out. That'd be easier to get in and out if that driveway was wider?
Yeah, if it was wider, it's easier to get in.
We were just trying to get it out of.
I figured it'd be easier.
No, we understand what you're trying to do. If you had a wider drive, so I understand now. So if you had a wider turn into your house, then that would allow you to move that truck more easily in and out of the property. So you don't have a problem when you get down Grandview to get out of the town. That's what I thought you were talking about. I'm sorry. So that would.
Would you consider that instead of this?
We've considered it. It's not trying to.
No, it's expensive.
Well, we have a brick, there's a lot, we have an iron fence and brick filler and electrical.
Yeah, there's a.
Yeah.
out, so there's a lot of it.
But it's still probably less expensive, less intrusive to the neighborhood.
Well, we were going to apply to put up a privacy fence regardless, so.
If they considered that, or would the neighbors be, if they made their driveway wider on Grandview, they get this truck in and out?
We can't hear you.
They didn't hear you, though.
Sure.
If they were to make their driveway wider on Grandview, get their truck in and out, would that be something that you would consider?
Well, certainly, then they could get to their back lawn.
That, there are two reasons why that makes a lot more sense. Number one, I think it's required by law. Number two, it's their property. It doesn't affect Old Orchard Road. It doesn't require the city to cut into its curbing, which is going to increase flooding, by the way, down on Washington, which you already have a problem with, okay? They can do whatever they want to with their property as long as it complies with the ordinances. It creates no problems for the other neighbors with this truck, which I'd also like to know how big this truck is. I looked online, Snap-on tools, whatever, there's different sizes.
How much bigger?
You know, but anyway, the point is that that's the only, that's, legally speaking, that's the best way to go here. Because if that's not done, and this plan is followed, I'm just saying, for the record, I've already been retained to sue. So if this decision is made, there will be an appeal and there will be litigation. I just want to make that for the record.
Okay, so how much bigger is the new truck?
It's went from 16 to 20 foot.
Okay, it's 4 foot longer.
I don't care about longer. I don't care about the length, I care about the height.
Is it taller too?
Yeah, it is, I don't
know. Okay, all right. Right. No, I understand that answer.
I mean, when I put my fence up, Mr. Cooper said it can't be higher than 6 feet. Well, this is going to happen. But when I went online, this is a box truck. It's not a step van. The box trucks are 20, some of them are 24 feet high.
So, is this for this week? A secondary consideration?
Ken, so the question that we had to, and I'm asking the city attorney, if the Corys were in agreement to curb cut up their property as has been discussed, can we make that motion here, or does that have to come before us as a separate action? I'm asking you, Dave.
Normally, they go and apply and
we'd have to go through those steps. Okay.
They feel comfortable moving forward on that basis, then two guys can do that.
Okay.
Want to consider that.
If the width and everything on that.
The truck would not, he works during the day, so it's not like it would be an eyesore during the day. So it's only at night. He works during the day, so the truck will not be in the parking place during the day. It's only Saturdays and Sundays and in the evenings.
And I think their main concern is the historic neighborhood and putting that drive off the porch.
Well, and having the visibility of that there. Right.
And there would be more drainage with this guy.
Okay, do you want to make that motion?
You're agreeable to doing that?
Okay.
So, but then they need to go back to.
You'll have to go. So, where's Phil? Do you get Phil or? Phil, you want to come up here? So, you understood what we were discussing?
Yes.
Either vote it down or amend it. Or just vote it up. I mean, you got all three options.
We can amend it. And
well, but they need to go with the JP to make sure.
So maybe we need to. So can we amend this or tentatively approve curb cut on their property pending their meeting with the two of you to.
Yeah, I can.
I would just assume.
I don't know that a curb cut's necessary. Basically, we have an opening with fences. I want to take one fence out, move a pillar, and wipe it.
I just assume. Deny this one, but then you work with them on if we have to do an actual curb cut on.
For sure.
Okay. That way, we're making sure that the property line is the proper distance and.
So you're okay with that?
So we're, what we're going to do is deny this request. They will go back to the city inspector and the city engineer and see if they actually need to make a curb cut there on their property to make that wider or maybe do something else instead.
So they're going to drop the request for a curb cut on.
On Old Orchard, yes. Yes.
Now you mentioned a curb cut. Where do you mean to drive into their?
No. The curb cut would be on their property off of Grandview. Into their backyard.
Okay.
Widening their existing drive.
Widening their existing drive. Okay, so I'll make a motion that we deny the curb cut as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Does anybody else have any questions about this before we proceed further? Thank you guys for what you've done.
Just watch your, just pass it back.
Okay.
Next is stop sign removal.
Since the Clarkson Crossing project completed.
You, if anybody, needs the microphone.
Yeah, it was getting better. I don't know if it sounds, but it doesn't sound like tonight, but my voice has been getting better. Since the completion of the Clarkson Crossing project, the stop
sign. The audience members be quiet, please, so we can hear what he's saying. Thank you.
The stop sign at Fifth and Perry, we've had several calls requesting that. You know, the need for that is no longer there, so I've kind of looked at it, and I think that that stop sign could definitely go. So I'm here to ask that we start a 90-day trial to remove the stop sign.
Originally, that was put in because of the middle school.
Right, the school, and right. They're all the crossings, and yeah. All the kids there. So,
we make this motion, and then it goes to the council for.
We'll do a 90-day
right
change.
Okay.
We try 90 days.
It goes to the council to
either. They'll change the
ordinance. Okay.
All right. So it'll go from a four-way to a two-way stop.
It'll go from a four-way to
a three-way because it's one. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Because it's a one-way street. So, okay.
Is there anybody from the Fifth Street neighborhood? Or, sorry about that, Cheryl. I guess I don't need to offer anybody from the Fifth Street neighborhood or Clark's Crossing that has any concerns about that recommendation. Chief, do you have any issues with that? Okay, so I'm going to make a recommendation for the city engineer that we have stop sign removal at Fifth and Perry for a 90-day trial, and we'll go from a three-way stop to a two-way stop.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Thanks, Chair.
Next is Riverfront Pavilion use. Who's your cleaners?
Steve Beeman, Parks. All I want is to use the Riverfront Pavilion for September the 8th for the Hoosier Cruisers on Saturday night. They meet at Great Park at 6 o'clock. They drive around town, go through all the nursing homes, and then come downtown to the pavilion, and they have music and food. And then Sunday the 9th will be Hoosier Cruisers at Great Park.
So this is what they've done in the past, correct?
Yeah, they will have their insurance and everything.
Okay. All right, so I'm making a motion that we approve the use of the Riverfront Pavilion on Saturday, September the 8th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. With insurance pending. We have insurance. I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
We have nothing under miscellaneous, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
That was
social interaction.
Yeah, that's